Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful, so thankful, and so prayerful that you are always inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to regain your footing upon the path of everlasting and eternal life, to be in a place and space where you are uncompromising and very caring to do that which is truly in your best interest, to come to a point and place where we realize that the world has already changed and that which we are having to really appreciate is that America is not a superpower. She's a punk. I'm punking everybody out, and I am not afraid to say it. And because we are on this continent, we have to realize that now we have to bypass the whole programming that is America per se. It should be the land of merry souls, but not a land of sick people, not a land of those who have failed in realizing the beauty and the depth of themselves. And so we are transforming that which has been our miseducation, our religious indoctrination, our socialization in the death culture, to know that we are each these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that transcends all conditions, circumstances, situations. It holds the earth in the palm. Well, it's not even the palm of his hands. It's bitter than that. We are completely immersed in nothing but eternity. And I am so grateful to be one to remind us that there are no forces and no bosses who can keep the inevitable from happening. And the inevitable is for the rise of the children of God. It's for the realignment and the resubstantiation of those who realize the divinity of being directly, and those of us who care to honor life, those of us who care to advocate for the right of all beings to have the right to their lives, those of us who care to do what is ours to do on behalf of the ones through whom we've come, the ones that we didn't allow to want to come, and those who've come through us, and those who've yet to come, to take responsibility and make it our responsibility to hold ourselves to the personal accountability to align ourselves with the laws of existence, to align ourselves with the truth of there being justice in the world and that it does not depend upon people agreeing to it, and to understand that love is the victory and the triumph. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Love is the harmony of the truth that we are all immersed in the reality of the divinity, the sanctity, and sacredness of life itself. Love is our capacity to tap into the infinity of possibilities, to make it our business, to create heaven on earth in this realm, a place of peace, a place of poise, a place of empowerment, a place where we are encouraged to develop ourselves, not to kill ourselves, to acknowledge the divinity of ourselves, to be in a place and space where we realize the unique gift that we each are to life itself. And that our being told to love this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, is what we must do. And in so doing, we have the opportunity to heal. We have the opportunity to permeate and penetrate every atom and every cell of our being that is being cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, hydrated, oxygenated, alkalized, mineralized, so that we are consistently creating cellular renewal, regeneration, rejuvenation, so that we are restored as eternal youth, and to regain the right to facilitate our healing, that we were never intended by the will of existence to become commodity and slave in death culture. And there is no way that we should believe that there have been any ones who have been given authority by the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, the supreme intelligence, or whatever we may refer to it as, to war against life itself, to desecrate and violate the planet, to make killing, game, sport, and the foundation of all sickness, illness, and disease by feeding those carcasses that have been shot up with all manners of nitrates and nitrites and preservatives and gas with carbon monoxide and all of this, so that the people have become cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death, surgeries, pharmacology, butcheries, and all of this. This was never the will of the Creator. It's never the will of God for its children to be under the auspices of those who have no love and no commitment to life. And so because we are in a place and space where we have cosmic support, the order of the whole is the order of being. The cosmic law, the universal laws, and our harmonization with Mother Earth and Mother Nature in exerting and exalting a full effort in our living. We who have this now moment to come to love, being harmonized in the will and the way and the love and the light and the peace and the poise and the power and the potency and the integrity and the wealth and the richness of being itself. Because nobody can give us a greater gift. There's nothing that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than walking in the fullness of that which we each are as these points of the presence of the Absolute. And we all are so absolutely and divinely blessed. So why would there be an agenda and an initiative to make us feel like we're less than, that we're not all of that, to rob and steal the essence of ourselves that is divinity personified for no good reason other than to serve their distorted appetite for domination and control, when they are not in a position where they can control themselves, harmonize their initiatives with the initiative that is life itself. And that's all we're here to do. For everything exalts a full effort in its living. And everything is its own unique expression of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is so intelligent, so beloving, so beneficent that it has gifted itself to everything and everybody. But these people have made life a living hell through the poisoning, the contamination, the violation of the bloodstream. And so there are many good ideas that you can have while you're still poisoned. There are many good things that you can do while you're still poisoned. But the issue is that while you're poisoning yourself, you cannot do what you were told to do in loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. Because we cannot love God and undermine ourselves in truth. We can claim it, as many do. Oh, well, I love the Lord. I love the Lord with everything I got. And then you lighten up that cigarette, that blunt, that spliff, that this, that that, and you're destroying the integrity of the truth of the divinity of yourself. And we're taught and encouraged to accept our sinfulness, to deny perfection, and to not strive, to not accept the truth, to accept that man's way and the kind of man that has his, think he has the right to have his way, which is a way of sickness, illness, disease, and death. It's the way of impoverishment. It's the way of scarcity. It's the way of delusion. It's the way of wickedness, evil, sinfulness. That is not what we should be following. Man's way is not mandate, but people live it as if man's way is mandate and God's way is optional. And those ones who look for a solution to the world's problems, those ones who are having all of the dialogue about what's going on in the world, everybody wants to bring solution forward without bringing God into the question, God into the solution, God into any of it. How can you be this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence and then not want to be supremely intelligent? How can you be in a place and space where you have a beating heart, you're breathing yourself, you are the gift of God, and then you don't want to bring God into the conversation? Oh, well, I don't believe in God. Well, I believe that you're not beating your own heart and you're not breathing yourself. I know that. And so we're having to really come to a point where we realize that they've pushed the envelope as far as it can go. They've pushed this agenda as far as it can go. Because no matter what they've done, we're rising. No matter what they've tried to do, we are rising. No matter what the divisiveness has been, we are still rising. Because we are the truth. And for those who don't care to remember the divinity and the sanctity of themselves, that will not stop those of us who care in our eyes. Those who don't want to experience the glory of self-realization and self-actualization and really being restored and healed and whatnot, you don't have to participate, but you won't know the glory of having participated, and you won't create anything greater. See, that's the issue. You will not create anything greater. There is no greater purpose that you can serve in this now moment. There's nothing that you can really do to the exclusion without being vivid in your own self-expression and vivid self-representation as an intelligence of existence. There's no other doing that needs to be done in truth that will bring us the peace and the harmony and the love and the prosperity and all of the things that, you know, make us feel all warm and fuzzy on the inside. But then you don't believe that it's possible. It's just what we sing about. Because your movies don't reflect it. You understand, in the movies, if somebody has cancer, everybody starts immediately preparing for their death. There is no one who's telling them and showing them, oh, well, you can start juicing. Oh, you can start cleansing. Oh, this is, and showing you how the victory is done, because we have this fatalistic kind of idea that the body is not going to regenerate, that these things are greater than the power of God. That is the essence of the truth of ourselves. And so we're in a now moment that requires us to really go deeper in our caring, to live the rest of our lives and not be dying the rest of our lives, to live exalting a full effort in living, in clearing and cleansing and consecrating and throwing off the shackles of limitation, throwing off the shackles of the lies and the belief systems that do not serve our rise, throwing off this insecurity and fear and detriment and trepidation and all of the inhibition because you are afraid to walk in the fullness of yourself. You think that, oh, well, you know, they're going to tap your phones. Oh, and they're going to follow you, and they're going to, you know what they do to people like you. That's not the day and time we're in. We're in the day and time of the victory and the triumph of the true spirit of the living God that is our absolute truth. And whether you claim it or not, it's still your truth. Now, you can continue to beat yourself up. You can continue to kill yourself. You can continue. But I'm just saying, why would you do it? Why would you do it? Why would you not choose to be realigned in the truth of the divinity of yourself? Why would you care to not care for yourself. And so to sit with yourself and listen to me, particularly for those who have been listening for any length of time, and those who have become familiar with the process of cellular liberation that I've been advocating for almost a quarter of a century. And then you tried it, but then you quit. You saw the results, but then you stopped. You allowed some negativity in your mind to put you in a place where you decided that this wasn't for you to do. You lost too much weight. You didn't feel good. What? I don't get it. But you didn't create a greater way. And if you could look at the life that would be yours had you done the work, you would be in a totally different place. Had you cleared and cleansed and purified from the alcohol and the tobacco and the fried chicken and all of the tools of our oppression and the weapons of mass destruction, had you come to point and place of commitment to God, commitment to self, commitment to law, commitment to love, commitment to the lineages through whom you've come, your life would be totally different, but it would be better. You would be more powerful. You would be more influential. You'd be healthier. You'd look good. You'd be feeling good. You'd be all of that and more. I'm just saying, why would you not choose that version of yourself? The one who claims the victory and the triumph. The one who looks at the situations and circumstances and know that your situation and circumstance is not your truth. See, the society tries to put us in a place where, you know, we are all out here, and I'm saying we are dwelling in the realm of eternity, and so we have to go internal in order to realize the power of what we can externalize in the realm of eternity by absolute law, absolute love, absolute truth. That we're dwelling in the infinity of possibilities, and there isn't anything that we cannot accomplish when we apply ourselves. And other ones would say something to the effect of, I can do all of what I require, all of what I could do by virtue of Christ that strengthens me. That means that I can clean my blood, I can get all of these toxins out my system, and I can be renewed and reborn and repaired and regenerated, rejuvenated. That's what that means. I can walk in the fullness of myself. I can regain my footing upon the path of everlasting life. I can regain my sovereignty. I can sit in my own authenticity and under the authority of the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God as the personification of the living God in my life upon the planet. I can walk on behalf of the eternal order and the eternal government to be a glory unto the lineages that I represent. I can do all those things by consciously caring to be a clearer, cleaner vehicle and vessel of the love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power of the intelligence of existence that we refer to as God. And so in our now moment, what you say and whether you say, and if you're not saying it, then you may not experience the fullness of having said it, because there was power in the word, and there's power in the knowing of the power of the word. There's power in the thought when you understand that the body should be reconstituted as 80% water, and water has the power to amplify and magnetize and magnify the word that we speak. The feeling that we create the assumption, assuming, moving into the real stature, having been renewed and rebirthed, having been reborn, having returned into the mind of God and the house of God, having activated your energy centers, having brought your energy frequencies up so that you are radiant in the light of absolute truth. I'm just saying that we have option. We do not have to be cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, and disease. It is not sustainable. And those ones who work on behalf of the corporate deities of death are going to be dying quicker. We're in that quickening. And if you don't care to live, it's only because there's so much toxicity in your system that you can't fathom life. Because that's the whole point of being poisoned, is so that you do not have the liberty of thought. You do not have the faith. You do not have the confidence. You do not have the initiative. You don't have the energy. You don't have the support. And so where there's so much conversation about the racism here in America, and it's really a global thing, that the most melanin-dominated people in the world are the most marginalized. And we've had ones and ones who show that the origin of most of the families on all continents are black people. And our coming to a point and place where we realize, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be. So I'm just saying, we are rising. The melanin dominated ones who have been marginalized and anesthetized and inebriated and butchered and hung and raped and violated. There is no way that you can keep us from rising. All over the world. And the news is not going to show you that it's happening. You're not going to get that from CNN and Fox and ABC and CBS and NBC and all of these ones. You are not going to see the evidence of the kingdoms and queendoms of God emerging all over the planet. You're not going to see it. But it does not mean that it is not happening. When I came to these airwaves on my first program of the Meeting of the Inner Circle, November 6, 1999, I told you all then that the fact that you could hear the Creator is the totality of all there is as existence itself, and we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of its absolute and supreme intelligence and presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. The fact that you could hear that over the radio was the evidence that we were in a new day. In 25 years of exalting the harmony of the whole and the oneness of all being has been the call for you to choose. Has been the call for you to answer. Has been the call for you to care. Has been the call for you to rise, has been the call for you to cleanse, for you to purify, for you to exalt the responsibility of loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might, as the way, the practical application of how we honor the lineages through whom we've come, how we liberate ourselves from the tools of oppression so that we are able to DNA activate, to come to a point where our word has power, our thought has power, and we are humble enough to call forth our spiritual help from the exalted realms to remember the greatness of the ones through whom we've come and to consciously care to bring that greatness into our experience. I have been calling, knocking, speaking, serving, encouraging, caring, to get you to care, to knock, to ask, to seek, to declare and affirm that I am that I am, and that we are a part of the whole that is, and that we cannot be liberated from all of the sickness, the illness, the disease, the depression, the bipolarism, the schizophrenia, and all of the issues if we will no longer honor God, if we will not advocate for the right of all beings to have the right to their lives, and where we will stop participating in undermining ourselves. We must exalt a full effort in our living, our clearing, our cleansing, our consecration, our purification, our wholeness, our oneness, so that we're fully participatory, unapologetically, as the evidence of the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God everywhere that we are, expanding that bubble that is our auric field, that is filled with nothing but love and forgiveness, compassion and mercy, repentance for our reconciliation, our harmonization, our exaltation, and our liberation as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to know that this is our now time. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, and I am the voice on behalf of our liberation and our resurrection. And I can claim it, decree it, declare it, because that's what really matters to me more than anything else. There's no reason for me to be on the planet. There's nothing going on here that I'm excited about except seeing us as a liberated people, seeing the tables turn, seeing the end of the corporate deities of death and the rise of the children of God of all hues on every continent, the harmony and the cooperation and collaboration between all nations are coming to a point and place where women are restored, and knowing that we are our healers, that we're no longer allowing ourselves to be permeated and penetrated by all of these things, but we'll be cleared and cleansed and purified so that we regain our footing upon the path of life, that we take responsibility to care, to be able to respond to what is needed in our now moment, that we're no nonsense, no compromise, and no foolishness about walking in the light of supreme intelligence, to honor our mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, great-grandmothers, great-grandfathers, and the great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great, and to be in the real estate of the divinity of ourselves. And yes, I pray that it matters to you. And I think about all of the ones who have sat in circle with me, all of the ones who have gotten started with the protocols, all of the ones who forever, whatever reason, have not continued the process, who don't communicate with me, who listen and don't let me know they're listening, who listen and don't contribute, who listen and don't give back, who listen and don't apply themselves. And I'm saying is that you can shift in any now moment because you got that next breath and you have that next thought And right now, with that next breath and that next thought, you can be fully committed to life itself. You understand? A lot of times people be all hung up in the personalities and whatnot. And I know I rub people the wrong way sometimes. You understand? But it's not because I really just want to rub you the wrong way. I'm trying to really step on those toes and get you activated because you act like you ain't got no responsibilities here. You understand? That you're just free to go on and do it the man's way. You can listen and not obey. You can go and keep eating that chicken and keep smoking and keep drinking. And you think that I'm not supposed to say nothing about it. And I'm saying, no, we do not need to support an industry, regardless of how many of us work for them. You understand? I'm just saying is that at this particular point, I'm not telling people to quit their jobs. I'm telling you to invest in yourself. I'm telling you to use whatever resources you're generating to clear, cleanse, and consecrate your body as the temple of God. I'm reminding you that we are here on the mission to establish the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon the planet. The planet is scheduled for this. And as I was driving in and I'm seeing these ones who are in the streets, they can hardly move and whatnot because the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the drugs, have robbed them of their life currency. Now, why should death be multi-trillion-dollar business? You understand? And this is the fall of America. This is a fall of all of them, that you cannot kill your people and undermine your children and think that you can be a great nation when you're out of alignment with the source of your being. And that applies for us as individuals, as families, as communities, as nations. You understand, nobody is exempt. And then ones and ones that they want to be known for doing great things, but there is no greater right now than your vivid self-expression because you are clearing, cleansing, consecrating, and purifying and just doing it for a little bit of time. If you're 40 years old and you've only been vegetarian for, say, 5 years, and in the 5 years you've never done any enemas, in the 5 years you've been getting up and doing oatmeal and kashi and all of this, then you are not really getting to the core of all of who you are because your body has not been facilitated in literally loosening the nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, and all of this stuff. So I'm just saying at this particular point in juncture, we have to be in a place of realizing that we are perfectly and divinely designed. Now, if we deny perfection, then you keep making excuses as to why you want to be enslaved by your parasites. You understand? It was a different thing to be enslaved by people who are parasitic. You understand? But then you got all these parasites in your system from the rot of dead pigs and cows and chickens and all of this. And then the sewage from alcohol and tobacco. And even if you didn't do that, but now you're on these pharmaceuticals for all of these years and stuff. I'm just saying is that, no, the body needs cleansing and you can cleanse, but it has to be a daily effort. That's how you really make the most immediate process and progress. And people want to talk about, oh, well, the air is dirty and the water and this and that and the other. I'm saying, but see, the earth is in flotation and rotation. You understand? It's the movement that does the cleansing. I mean, you cannot outthink the intelligence of existence. All right? The intelligence of existence. All right? But what I've realized from the 5.5 years that I walk barefoot is that all of the filth, Mother Earth does not have filth. She's got dirt, she's got mud, she's got silk, she's got sand, but she has no filth. All of the filth that's on the planet is the refuse from the death industries. It's the refuse. It's the wrappers. It's the paper. It's the cigarette butts. It's the aluminum top cans. It's the glass. The real filth is in the people. You understand? The filth is actually the substance of the thing. It's the tobacco. It's the alcohol. It's the candy. It's the artificial colors and flavors. The filth is in the people. And it's the filth that's charged upon the bloodstream that put the people in a place where they have no faith. put the people in a place where they are reluctant to rise. Put the people in a place where the behavior has been modified. Put the people in a place where they reach for poison before they reach for the earth. Put the people in a place where they go to a people who've already proven that they hate them and have no love for them, but then they continue to go to them and continue to support them financially to the detriment of themselves. And I know that when I first started radio, I had a lot of people who would call and they would be very much offended, you know, but why are we not offended by a culture that poisons our children? Why are we not offended that we have so much access to that which poisons our bloodstream? Why are we not offended that our baby boys are being warred against from the womb? That we're being shot up with all kinds of things. Why are we not offended? After years of marginalization, massive incarceration, entrapment, the historical reality of how this country was formed, how are we not offended at the murder and the slaughter of nations of our indigenous families and the enslavement of our African families and the continued oppression and the poisoning of everybody else everywhere? From the blackest black to the lightest light, there isn't anybody that's escaped it. It's just that a lot of Europeans and Caucasians and what they want to refer to other ones as white people, they just have not really understood that they were under siege as well. And they didn't really start rebelling until their jobs start getting outsourced to India and Indonesia and all of these places where they realize that y'all ain't all of that. Y'all, you understand? You're in the same boat. You ain't got no money. These people don't have no respect for you. They poisoning your community. They poisoning your children and whatnot. Have your children, you know, taking guns to school and killing up people and stuff. I'm just saying is that, you know, everybody has been sold a bill of goods that man's way is mandate and God's way is optional. And then those ones who are exalting God, these mega church pastors and preachers who have lost their way, you know, got a good word. But they have been in a place and space where they're falling. Because the true spirit of God, you don't have to be ordained for that. You don't have to go to seminary school, or what some of my pastor brother friends say is cemetery school, to be given an interpretation. Oh, well, this is what this means, and this is what this means, and they're telling you what it means, but then, you know, the whole, you don't know what it really means, because the translation from Hebrew into English, you're going to lose some of it. And so we really don't have to have it, but if you're going to use it, then use it towards your greater good, but be in a place and space where your spirit has become truly caring to be filled to overflowing with absolute truth, so that you have the proper filter to understand what it is that's being said, because a lot of it don't make any sense. And so I just, you know, stay consistent with a few basic things. Loving God with your whole body, heart, mind, with all your might. Loving your neighbors as you love yourself. Honoring your, you understand? I'm just saying, there's certain things that's going to open the door for you. The power of the word. In the beginning, there was a word. The word was God. The word was with God. But you cannot have the fullness of the power of the word when your body is full of garbage. When you deny the perfection of yourself. You all off trying to buy land and buy this, but you desecrating the land and the body and the earth that you're in. And so to be in a system and a culture that puts you in a place where you can get through elementary school, junior high school, college, master's degree, PhD programs, Juris Doctorates, and whatever level, and still be eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, drinking alcohol, smoking tobacco, and this and that, and then you become president of the United States. You could become senators. You can become congresspeople. You could become administrators. You could become all of these things where your body and your blood has been in violation the entire time. And this is why we have so much sickness, illness, and disease, because we are dealing with a system that is anti-Christ. It's the perpetuator of sickness, illness, and disease. And so our coming to this place and space where it matters to us that we matter in our now moment. As we are remembering that we are perfectly and divinely designed, and we're taking the time to cleanse our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, right? Now, cleansing the blood, because the spirit is charged upon the blood, all right? The methodology of our oppression to contaminate the bloodstream so that we do not have leverage in terms of our thought. But then the other aspect is that when you have violation of violated beings charged upon your blood, it puts you in a place, particularly depending on your sensitivities, because there are those who are very intuitive, those who are very psychic, you know, it puts us on a disconnect with the height, the light of ourselves. And so as we are cleansing our bodies and consecrating, because see, just because you change your diet and become vegetarian doesn't mean that you're really facilitating the body's cleansing. Now, the body is trying to cleanse daily, but being vegan and vegetarian does not necessarily facilitate that process, which is why you see many vegan vegetarians who are still overweight, who are still very negative, who are still not understanding the responsibilities of what it is to be in love with being directly. And we're still looking outside of ourselves for validation. We're still looking outside of ourselves for what success in life actually is. We've not gone deeper to realize that the true success in our lives is being resubstantiated in the integrity of who and whose we actually are as the children of life, the children of eternity, the children of God. And so to understand purpose in being, and I can just say this, there's only one purpose, and that's to exalt life, right? Everything exalts life. The birds don't have to talk to the fish to figure out what they're here to do. You understand? The ego does not have to consult with the chickens to find out what it's supposed to do. Everything exalts the intelligence that it has been given. All right. But our being under a place where we were fed like kids and had secondhand smoke and coming through toxic womb and toxic sperm and this and that. Now we having to really go deep. We got to act like, you know, I use this analogy. You walk in, walk in, walk in, and boom, you fall into a pit of feces. It don't matter whose feces it is. You're going to be trying to get out of there. All right. And once you get out, if you can get out, you got all of this stuff all up your nostrils, all of this, and you feeling like hell, and you ain't going to go and lay up with anybody. You're not going to go to your mama house and sit down on her sofa. You understand? You're going to try to get to some bath, to some water and whatnot, and you're not going to get out of that until you feel some relief. And so I'm saying that the body literally is full of feces. And your spirit is charged in that body. It's like you're in sewage. The rot of pigs and cows and turkey and chicken and the aborted fetuses of these and cow milk and all of this pus and all of this. Oh, that's why y'all got to cleanse. We got to be cleansing consistently, because the intention is to have us clogged up. And it's the clogging that creates the cancer, and the clogging that creates the heart disease, and the clogging that creates the lung disease and all of this stuff. You're clogged up. And so when you're clogged up physically, then you're going to be blocked and obstructed mentally. And when you have the rot of dead beings rotting in your system, and as much as you enjoyed it, and I told one brother, I told him, I said, you know, why are you still struggling with the meat? He's like, I just, you know, I said, well, this is what you do to stop struggling with the meat. Pull it out the freezer or whatever, go buy it, and eat it without cooking it. Eat it without cooking it. If you're a flesh eater, you could eat it without cooking it. You didn't have to clean it. You didn't have to kill it. All right? Somebody killed it for you, spared you that. So eat it without cooking it, all right? Pour some Coca-Cola on it while you're doing that, right? And then eat it and see what you get. I'm just saying the proliferation of these worms and maggots going to show right up out of there. Y'all eating this stuff. Stop it. Just coming to a point and place where we know. But see, this is the issue, is that you have these people who feel as though that this is what they should be doing. I'm saying if you feel like it is your nature to eat the flesh of dead animals, who are you? You understand? And this is the thing. It's like I had a client who I've served during the time. She had already taken some chemo from Emory, and I took her to Florida, took her home. And then I cleaned out everything for her and got her started on the process and cleansing. And she had some of Dr. Sabi's herbs and, you know, and I must have had at least 60 pounds of food or garbage for her compost from her shopping at Sam's Club. And I'm saying, sister, where's the party? You know, you shopping at Sam's Club and you by yourself. She had all of this salmon and all this stuff and whatnot. But then we're sitting with watching this program, and the program showed where these guys were setting up a high-end restaurant, right? And they're taking you from ground zero, you know, all of the carpentry and how fine the wood was and this and that, and then the selections of the alcohol. And then when you get to the butcher is telling them, yeah, these are the finest cuts, and you really want to allow some of the rot to start. Okay, so you're dealing with flesh. You're dealing with the flesh of a dead animal, all right? But he's saying that you leave it unrefrigerated for a minute, right? For a while. Now, I've had a restaurant, and I know that in order to keep your score up, your cooler has to be set at 42 degrees, all right? Anything higher than 42 degrees is going to allow for the proliferation of bacteria and stuff. Now, I didn't have any flesh in my cooler, all right? But they have flesh. And they said they want to get the process of the rot started because it helps to tenderize the meat. And I say, sister, you hear this? What people is that? But then, you know, it's dim lights and grand piano and all of this ambiance and atmosphere for you to sit and have a meal of alcohol in the flesh of dead animals. I'm just saying, is that really that chic, huh? Let's see, for us to be in that kind of mentality and think that that's how you're supposed to eat, that's a treat for you. We're different people. And so it's good to know who and whose you are. As we say, everybody ain't the same, but I'm saying everybody's perfectly and divinely designed, and ain't nobody really designed to be killing and eating the flesh of dead animals. And that's why there's so much sickness, illness, warfare, and all this violation that goes on, because of the violation of the primary laws that govern us. And I'm saying it is not sustainable. And even though you can do things, right? You can do things, but the doing of things is not the purpose in being. The purpose in being is being in the integrity of the awesomeness and the truth of who and whose you are as an intelligence of existence in the real estate that you've been given, that is your body, that is the temple for the re-enthronement and the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God, goddess, that is your absolute truth. Now, the issue is that most people deny godliness. They don't want to be that righteous because they do not want to be that disciplined. And I'm saying that your life is your gift, and it's not something that you should be glib about having the right to throw it away. And to be in a place where you see that you may be the only one in your family that is trying to do anything differently. And then the ones who keep slapping you in the face with their disregard and disrespect for themselves and for their creator, then when they can't get to a point where they can do for themselves, they want you to be right there. Right there. And I'm saying, you don't want to get to a point and place where you can't do for yourself. You don't want to get to a point and place where somebody else got to wipe your behind for you. You don't want to get to a place where you can't move your bowels. You don't want to get to a place where you can't get in and out of the bathtub. You can't bathe yourself. You don't want to be in a place where you are not able to be in the integrity of your faculties. But this is what the standard American diet does to you. So I'm just saying, it's like, no, we got to flip the script. It's we can't deal with it. All this cancer, heart disease, diabetes, aneurysm, schizophrenia, bipolarism, sarcoidosis and whatnot. Is this really how you want to live your life, is in disease and sickness and illness? But then you want to be respected as intelligent people. So I'm just saying, let's deal with the intelligence and stop dealing with the foolishness. And so we have empirical evidence, and we know it because we've lived it. And this is why I am really asking us to remember that the system is oppressive. But the system is oppressive on behalf of all. Now, we can look at it as racism, but it's beyond racism, and the foundation of the racism is based on speciesism. And the speciesism means that the church made it legal and lawful to be in violation of the law of existence that says thou shalt not kill, and that man given dominion over all beings. So man and those who are kind of men took responsibility for dominion over these creatures. Now, there's a video documentary, Christspiracy, that really goes into the depth of why it is the temples were overturned. They were overturned because they were slaughtering all of these animals for animal sacrifice, and Yeshua went in and overturned it. You understand? But they misinterpreted it, so we thought it was just money changers and them being about the money. But we're in a place where we have to realize that the patriarchy, the white male domination of the world is over. It's over. And sisterhood, womanhood has to raise up, because we cannot continue to have our breasts removed, our wombs cut out, our babies cut out of our bellies and whatnot, and think that we are beholden to a system that has always been against life itself. We can't follow these people and be all right. And so it's amazing that there are so many ones who have so many degrees who have not really come to that point in place where they have themselves participated in their own boycott of the death industries by clearing, cleansing, and consecrating their own bodies. And so I am the one who is encouraging us to realize what is the right response to being under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide. What is our right response in being in a place and space where we are literally under siege? What is the right response to our children having and being born with what Ozara O'Day says, old man diseases? You understand? So we want to be in a place where we are not just proactive, but we are literally consciously caring to overturn any kind of delusion to think that this is all right. And so it matters that we care to do what's in our best interest. It matters that we care to realize that we are under no obligation under the truth of our being. It's all right to be right. It's all right to accept correction. It's all right to be in a place where we're no nonsense, no compromise, and no foolishness about who we are, whose we are, and what time it is. Choose to walk in the integrity of the all that you are. Choose to be a part of the resurrection. Choose to be in a place and space where you are caring to be cleared, cleansed, consecrated, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. Consciously care to be in a place and space where you are a testament and can give a living testimonial of the glory, the victory, and the triumph of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality, sensibility. And we're being reinstated with the real estate of the sovereignty of being these points of the presence of God. I love you with the perfect love. Exert a full effort, a full love, a full light, full forgiveness, and let's rise. I love you. Enjoy your night.